Hey everyone, and welcome to the Bible Breakdown Podcast. In this podcast, we will be breaking down the Bible one chapter a day. Whether you are a new believer or have been following Christ for a while, we believe that you will learn something new and fresh every single day. So thank you for joining us, and let's get into breaking down the Bible together.
Well, everybody, welcome back to the Bible Breakdown Podcast with your host, Pastor Brandon. Today, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and today's chapter is, okay, we get it. We get it. And we're going to get it some more because it's not the last chapter of it. But yes, there are more of our aunts and uncles' names today. We're going to jump in and just enjoy it together in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. For some of you, this is the first time you have made it through all the names in 1 Chronicles. And, well, you hadn't made it yet. We got about chapter 10 is when we get out of this. But we're going to get through it together. Don't give up. I know you almost turned it off. Don't do that. It gets better and better by faith in Jesus' name. But before we do that, be sure you like, share, and subscribe to YouTube channel. Keep coming back. We're going to get through this together. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review on the podcast. Always, please, gather together with us at the Bible Breakdown Discussion. Also, I'd love for you to consider doing something. If you're not currently doing this, you can text RLC Bible to 94,000, and we will text you the chapters every day. And one of the reasons why you want to do that is because we send out a chapter every day, but we also send out a possible psalm or proverb that you can read just for days like what we're going through right now. Because sometimes we read through God's word and we just can't hardly decide what we're going to journal about that day. There's just so many good things. And some days we go through 1 Chronicles chapter 4, where it's still wonderful, still amazing. All of God's word is inspired, but some are just more fun than others, you know. So we have a psalm or a proverb. And just in case you want to read a little more, let the Lord lead you as we do this. We're going to jump into 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And remember, today's chapter is, okay, we get it. We are so excited. So here we go. We're going to jump in. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 1 says this. The descendants of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal's sons were Reiah, the father of Jathan. The Jahath, rather, was the father of Amua and Lehad. These were the families of the Zorathites. The descendants of Jetam were Jezreel, Shema, Abash, and their sister Hezaleponi. Come on now. There's the word. There's the word of the day. If you are not looking at an analog Bible, I want you to pause this, go to your Bible app, or go to your Bible, and verse number 3 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, I need somebody to put in the chat, put in the comments on YouTube, Hezaleponi. That's the word, Hezaleponi. Verse 4, Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Hezer, the father of Husha. These are the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, the ancestor of Bethlehem. Hezer, the father of Tekoa, had two wives named Helel and Neherah. Neherah gave birth to Uzam, Hefer, Telmai, and Hashtari. Helal gave birth to Hezra, Ezar, Ethan, Koz, and who became the ancestor of Enub. Zobah was in all the families of Harel, the son of Haram. There was a man named Jabez, thank goodness for Jabez, who was more honorable than any of his brothers. Good for you, Jabez. His mother named him Jabez because his birth was so painful. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Verse 10, he was the one who prayed to God, to the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. Now pause. Now, if you've ever heard of the prayer of Jabez, it was a book that was written where a guy took that and just said, hey, what would it look like if we just prayed this prayer? And that guy, he probably sold about 10 million copies of that book. It was a beautiful little book. And so if you ever heard of the prayer of Jabez, that's where it comes from. You only get that if you read through 1 Chronicles. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Now we're back to it. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Mahir. Mahir was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth Rapha, Pasa, and Telmuna. Telina was the father of Ernash, and these were the descendants of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Othel and Sariah. Othel's sons were Hathath and Manuathai. Manuathai sounds like manure. That's not what it says. Manuathai was the father of Orpah. Sariah was the father of Joab, the founder of the Valley of Craftsmen, so-called because they were craftsmen. Verse 15, the sons of Caleb were Jephthah of Aru, Elah, and Naham. Just name. The son of Elah was Kinza. The sons of Jeralel were Ziaph, Zipha, Tariah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jelum. The sons of Mered's wives became the mother of Miriam, Shimei, and Ishba, the father of Ishpelamoah. And he married a woman from Judah who became the mother of Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekathel, the father of Zenoah. Mered also married Jethiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, and bore him children. Hadoah's wife's sister was Naham, and one of his sons was the father of Kelal, of the Garmite, and another was the father of Eshtemai, the Mekathite. And the sons of Shimon, Ammon, Rima, Ziah, and Teloah, and the descendants of Ishi, and the Zoheth, and Benozeth. Pause. All right, we're about halfway there, but I just want to pause and say that if you are new to reading the Bible with us, this is not all we do. We are going through this together, but I just want to pause because a lot of times we have people who will come in and they just start reading and they're reading along with us. And if you are just now joining us, don't worry. These are also your spiritual great uncles and aunts, and we're going to get to more later. But just want to remind you that we've all taken a deep breath. Let's jump back in because now we're going to talk about the descendants of Judah's son. Here we go. Verse 21, Shelah was one of Judah's sons. Praise the Lord. Descendants of Shelah were the father of Lekah, Leda, the father of Marasha, and the families of linen workers at Bath Sheba. Jochim, the men of Zobah, Joash of Zaraph, who ruled over Moab, and Jeshua Benidath. These men all come from ancient records. Praise the Lord. They were the pottery makers who lived in Netim and Gedara. They lived there and worked for the king. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jarmin, Jarib, Zoar, and Shual. Descendants of Shual were Shulam, Misham, and Mishma. Descendants of Mishma were Hemuel, Zakur, and Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. Lord, help him. But none of his brothers had large families. So Simeon's tribe never grew as large as the tribe of Judah. Bless them. They lived in Beersheba, Moladada, and Shemuiah, Bilhah, Ezem, and Tolad, and Bethua, Zoma, and Ziklag, Beth Makarabath, Hazar Mushim, Beth Biri, and Shimerim. These towns were under the control of until the time of King David. Their descendants were also lived in Etam, Ayan, Rimon, Tokin, and Ashan, and these were 5 towns, and their surrounding villages as far away as Beliath. These were their territories, and these names were listed in their genealogical records. Good, they're listed elsewhere. Verse 34, other descendants of Shimon included Mishubab, Jamalek, Joshash, son of Amaziah, Joel, thank goodness for Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Zariah, son of Haisel, Alishania, Jehoaka, Jeshaliah, Azael, Adil, Jeshemiah, and Benahiah, and Ziza, son of Shephiah, son of Elon, son of Jedidiah, son of Shimri, and son of Shemaiah. So Jedidiah from Children of the Corn. Have you ever seen that one? Don't watch it. If you're not seeing it, don't. But that's where the name comes from. Just throwing it out there. It's probably where the name comes from. Jedidiah. Moving forward quickly. We're almost done. I'm getting a little delirious from reading all these names. Verse 38. These were the names of some of the leaders. Come on, Bible. These were the names of some of the leaders of Simeon's wealthy clans. Their families grew. Yes, they did. And they traveled to the region of Gerar. in the east part of the valley seeking pasture land for their flocks. They found lush pastures there, and the land was spacious, quiet, and peaceful. That sounds amazing. Some of Ham's descendants have been living there in that region. But during the reign of King Hezekiah of Judah, these leader of Simeon invaded the region and completely destroyed the homes of the descendants of Ham and the Meunites. No trace of them remains today. They killed everyone who lived there and took the land for themselves because they wanted its good pasture land for their flocks. Well, praise the Lord. 500 of these invaders from the tribe of Simeon went to Mount Seir, led by Pelatai, Neriah, Ephraiah, and Huzel, all sons of Ishi. They destroyed a few Amalekites who had survived, and they have lived there ever since. Well, praise the Lord. So, we made it. And what can we learn from this today? That is this. God is establishing their history. God is helping the nation of Israel to remember where they come from, what their life was like, and he's building a foundation that they can build their lives on. Because remember, these people most likely were not born in the nation of Israel. They were born elsewhere. Now they're coming back to Israel, and they're asking the question, who are we? What's our identity? And he's establishing their identity again. Their identity is as the people of God. And that's where we're going to end our time together today, is to remember this. There's two most important things for you to know. There's a lot of other things that are important, but the two most important things when it comes to knowing and following God is an accurate view of who God is and an accurate view of who you are in Christ, what he says about you. That's what Ezra, most likely, the writer of 1st and 2nd Chronicles is doing, is he's reestablishing the identity of the nation of Israel. And so for the rest of our time together, as we're going through these next few chapters, remember that just like he is reestablishing the identity of the nation of Israel, your identity in Christ is so very important to remember who you are, because all of us come from somewhere. And no matter how great your parents were, no matter how great your past was, they weren't perfect. And so likely you have what some people call the 10 unwritten rules of your family's history. And some of those are unhealthy. Some of those are things like don't trust people, don't do this, don't do that. And it can create a sense of negativity, a sense of drivenness rather than excitement about life, and senses of insecurity and different things. And so it's important to remember who Christ says you are, what Christ says you are, where you're going, all these different things, because they help inform who you are from there. And so remember, when we're reading this, God is reestablishing their identity as the nation of Israel, just like he wants to make sure to establish your identity as who you are in Christ. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, that you are with us and you're for us in every way. I pray, God, that as we read these chapters and we're having fun and we're enjoying this, but we never want to forget to the lesson that you're reestablishing their identity. And just like that, you're also reestablishing our identity and who you say we are. I pray that we won't lose sight of that. We'll remember that and remember you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, don't forget, God's word says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and you rejoice when we find integrity there. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow for 1 Chronicles chapter 5.